21.
Without the ability to think critically, to defend their ideas, and understand the ideas of others, they cannot fully participate in our democracy.
22.
Intellect is resented as a form of power or privilege, writes historian and professor Richard Hofstadter in Anti-Intellectualism in American Life, a Pulitzer Prize-winning book on the roots of anti-intellectualism in U.S. politics, religion, and education.